Hey, everybody. We're back with another Flock and Gather podcast. It's Alan Scher. I am your host. I run the Spa Industry Association. I have a friend and also a good vendor to the association and someone who I didn't know originally, even though I was buying his products, but I've got Will Stein from the coast of California. He runs Philip Stein. You think about them as a watch company, but we're going to tell you about all the other things they do too. How are you today, Will?
I'm doing great, Alan. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Good. It's my pleasure. And before we got to our listeners, we got to talk about real estate in the coast of California, everything else. And I meant to tell you, and a lot of my listeners know, and they've known me for 32 years, but you know, we sold our home in Minnesota in 4 days in June. Wow. And I've talked to a few people who are building homes up there who told me everything is delayed. Do you know they can't buy what's called board wood for building homes? There's a shortage of wood in the country. Who would have thought?
I didn't know that.
It's one of those crazy things that, look at the pandemic has, there's just a lot of crazy things that are going on, right? I mean, look what goes on with large retailers like Home Depot and Lowe's and
absolutely. You know, in my opinion, when I look back and I look how it all started with the pandemic, you know, it's the world has changed completely. On the one hand, it has changed for the worse, but there are also certain things where it has changed for the better. If you look at the environment, you know, how the environment is being cleaned up right now, just because we don't have the, you know, so many planes in the air. And, you know, they've recently seen dolphins in the Mediterranean at the coast of Italy again, you know.
Yep.
These are kind of things which excite me about this. On the other hand, what doesn't excite me is when I think about my son, who is right now 19 years old, and when I think back, you know, what did I do when I was 19? You know, and what did you do probably when you were 19? But we were out and about and having a great time and all of this. And here's a, you know, a young man who wants to have the same excitement that we had, and we're, you know, he's limited, totally limited. And that's what really frustrates me. It frustrates me really for the next generation, you know.
Will, did he graduate high school this year then during the pandemic, or was he a graduate a year ago?
A year ago. He graduated a year ago in Switzerland, and then we came here to Los Angeles.
Okay, and so is he in college or trying to start college, or what's he doing at 19 these days?
Yeah, he's in acting school. He's an actor and an artist. And so he started acting school, and of course then the pandemic started, and everything was on Zoom. So he said, you know, Dad, acting is person to person. It's not being on Zoom. And so he paused the semester right now.
Yeah, I don't blame him. And you're right. I feel bad for the young folks their age who just some of the experiences like prom and graduation and going to visit schools, and they're missing the opportunity to get some of those life's experience. I think that help young people decide what direction they're going and what they want to be. So as you and I spoke about, hopefully we'll get through an election, we'll get a vaccine, and there will be some form of normalcy or normalcy that will start again soon.
But that's, you know, that's what really puzzles me every morning when I wake up and I think about, you know, when will there be some kind of normalcy, you know? When you read different media, one says, oh, maybe in spring 2021. Another one says, oh, no, not 2021, 2022. So, you know, it's, I mean, every day is a new
adventure.
Adventure and surprise, exactly.
One thing I think I've learned through this, in this regard, even the experts aren't the experts. They wear a mask, don't wear a mask, go outside, don't go outside. I mean, it just seems the lack of data by critical thinkers, either we really don't know or they have to say something to placate the 24-hour news cycle. What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure. I think it's a little bit of both. Yeah. You know, I think it's a little bit of both because on the one hand, this is such a new thing, this virus, and nothing has really been, in my opinion, researched. Because how can you research something within months? You know, it takes years to do proper research. And then to say, okay, this works and that works and this doesn't work and this and that works. You know, also with the vaccine, I'm not so certain whether they're going to come up with a vaccine this year or end of the year or next year, you know, because normally when you think back, vaccines, it would take a long time to create a vaccine because
years.
You have to do proper tests. You don't know how it affects then the human being, you know, in the long term. So all of these kind of things, it's so uncertain, you know.
Let's hope that Big Pharma is not swayed by any political means and that they do what's right for the people. You know, are you dual citizenship now?
Yeah, I'm dual. I'm American and German, yes.
And German, okay. So in the preamble to the Constitution, it says, we the people, but it seems like those three words have seemed to get lost in the process here. So last thing on this, and then I want to...
I haven't seen for a long time here in America.
I know. All right, last thing, and then I want to talk about what Philip Stein is doing. Yeah. You kind of talked about lemons to lemonade, which seems to me where we are now, because I clearly remember when they were showing those overhead shots of the Venice canals and they were perfectly clear to the bottom. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been in Venice 3 or 4 times in my life and that water is damn dirty. So mm-hmm. It was amazing. And the other shot that I think's interesting, and you know, you should look this stuff up on the internet because everything on the internet is the truth, right? The other thing is when they showed, I think it's from Nepal, looking to the Himalayas, and they haven't seen the Himalayas from Nepal in 50 years, and you could clearly see 60 or 80 miles to the mountains. So to your point, the environment's had a breeze. Well, you live in the LA area, you know the highways.
I mean, think about the LA traffic, you know.
Yeah.
Now you can actually drive. You don't have to park on the freeway. You know? It's crazy. It's crazy. But, you know, that, of course, is a positive thing for the environment because, you know, we have to take care of the environment. Everybody is talking about all these issues, the political issues and things like that. But in my opinion, one of the most important issues is the environment, because what's going to happen if we just destroy this planet, you know? There's, you know, of course, people are looking now at Mars and all of these things. In my opinion, that's ludicrous because we need to, first of all, fix the problems right here.
Yeah. Well, and I think there are some good futurists, but there's also good. Look, we have some daily, whether you like Elon Musk or not. And at first I thought the man was crazy. Now I think he's a certified genius. But there are people like him who's forethought and thinking. I mean, look, we know we can't keep digging oil and coal. We're going to do it now, but we have to find a way to move past it just like we do in a lot of other things that we do. So I'm a firm, look, can you take a water bottle and throw it in the garbage? No, most people don't do that today, right? At a root level, it has sunk into our bodies. We need to move on to the next step. So I fully agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a couple quick questions, then I want to talk about what Philip Stein as a company is doing. But who was Philip Stein?
Philip Stein is the name of our brand, because when Rena, my wife, was pregnant, first we wanted to call our son, the not born son yet, we wanted to call him Ben Philip, or Benjamin Philip, and then... we decided to call our son Benjamin, and then the watch brand, which was basically our virtual child, to call it Philip. So that's how the whole thing with Philip Stein came about. It's our virtual child.
And you guys started the company when you were in Germany, correct?
No. We started the company. I lived in the States already. And so we started the company in Miami.
Okay, so before, for our listeners, before you and I knew each other, my wife was already a purchaser of your product. She's got a couple Philip Stein watches and she loves them. That's great. When I originally ran in, I think to Jeremy the first year and you the second year at ICE, but I mentioned
it at the show in Las Vegas.
We met. It was Las Vegas, that's right. And I had mentioned to Jeremy that I said, God, I don't think she's ever sent anything into your company or got her watch repaired. And he hooked me up with one of your gals in Miami, and your crew was five star. I mean, they treated Kathy like she was a rock star. It didn't matter who I was. And she ended up with some extra bracelets. And then we ended up buying sleep watches. This is my segue here.
Sleep bracelets.
And do you know that I used, as much as I used the bracelet to sleep in, I used it when I went on airplanes. And like you, I'm on air, well, not today, but I'm on airplanes a lot. People know I go 50 to 100,000 miles a year. And somehow the bracelet helped me relax a lot, exactly, physically and mentally. So I'm going to call it metaphysically, if I may. So talk to me about the sleep bracelet and then tell me about some of the new things that Philip Stein as a company is doing in this arena, because that's why you guys are so popular in the spa channel right now.
Right. So the sleep bracelet actually came out of the, you know, the feedback that we got from our listener, from our customers. So our customers were wearing our watches. Okay, and they reported that they slept better with the watches. So we said, well, this is interesting because the technology in the watches is supposed to relax you, is supposed to give you inner peace. So obviously when you have inner peace and you're more relaxed, you will sleep better at night. But that gave us the idea to say, okay, maybe we can also use this technology to create a product which is specifically for sleep. So first of all, to explain to your listeners very quickly the technology, everything in this world is frequencies. Okay, Albert Einstein already, he said that. Okay, everything in this world is frequencies. Our Earth is frequencies. Our Earth has a frequency of 7.83 hertz. Our bodies, we are frequency beings. Our heart, our brain, it all emits frequencies. So what researchers have found out, when our body, when our brain emits a frequency between 7 to 9 hertz, that's called the alpha state. So what we have done is we have created a technology which basically imitates these kind of frequency ranges. We put them into a disc, into an informational disc, which is in our products. And now, because the body is frequency, the body gives a pulse, and the disc, which is in our products, whether the sleep bracelet or the watches, is a passive resonant device. So it creates a co-resonance, and now the body gets into this homeostasis, into this state of equilibrium and sleep. So we started that. And the sleep bracelet is our single most successful SKU. Because, Alan, even, you know, people in Switzerland, I've lived in Switzerland for the past 10 years, and even in Switzerland, where the air is clean, where people are, you know, have no really financial problems and are relaxed, but even there, 50% of the people have problems sleeping. So it's a world problem. And that's why the sleep bracelet is so successful.
Will, can I say, to get to homeostasis, I mean, using the technology that you guys have, it helps, can we say balance? It helps balance the body, yeah, right?
That's it. It balances, yes.
So I find sometimes when I'm wearing the bracelet and I'm traveling, I tend to touch it. I don't know why, but there's a connection for me that makes it really comfortable to wear it. Secondly, you talked about 50% of the world having sleep problems. It could be 75 or 100% now. I know that given more difficult times, your REM sleep is not as good. Everything is a little bit off, and you need something to help you get to stasis.
Exactly. You need something to balance, to be balanced and to balance yourself. So that's why Philip Stein has really, in my opinion, a perfect combination, because I call it 24-hour well-being, because you wear the watch during the day, okay, whichever watch you want to wear. We have beautiful, you know, watches in all price ranges, and that helps you to have inner peace, feel relaxed, harmony, etc. And then at night, you take off the watch and you put on the sleep bracelet. Now, the sleep bracelet has different frequency ranges, which are important for sleep. Okay. So now the sleep bracelet helps you to fall asleep faster, sleep deeper, and wake up more refreshed. And Alan, I want to share one thing with you and our listeners. I mean, we've been in the market for quite some time, but one thing we're super, super proud of and excited about is that we have recently been published in two scientific journals. And that's very rare for a lifestyle product to be published in a scientific journal. And one was our sleep bracelet, and the benefits of our sleep bracelet were published in the International Sleep Science Journal. And the other one is the benefits of our watches about less stress, feeling more relaxed. That was published in the scientific journal Brain and Behavior.
Okay, couple quick things. If someone says, well, I'm not having trouble sleeping anyway, so why would I bother? Why would they also want to purchase and own a sleep bracelet?
Okay, so of course, you can always improve your sleep. Okay. And it doesn't matter whether somebody says, oh, I don't have problems sleeping. You can always improve your sleep. I never, and I must tell you, I never had a problem sleeping. Never. Okay. I put my head on the pillow and I fall asleep. But in order for me to sell a product and to stand behind the product, I said to myself, no, I need to, of course, wear the sleep bracelet. I need to see the difference. So for me, the difference was, even though I didn't have a problem sleeping, but waking up in the morning, it was not right away, oh, okay, I'm getting up and I'm doing my workout and all of this. No, there was a little bit of a drag. And with the sleep bracelet, I feel that I probably sleep deeper, because in the morning I wake up refreshed. I take it off. It takes me about then 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, I wake up refreshed. And I'm ready to, you know, go about my day, do my workouts, do my runs, walk with a dog, and, you know, all these kind of things.
Will, how long does the sleep bracelet last for? Does it have a battery? What do people have to do to maintain it?
Very important. Great question, Alan. There is no battery because, as I mentioned, the co-resonance, which is created between the product and the body, the battery or the power comes from our body. Because we have the frequency. It's like the best example is a tuning fork. You know, you take a tuning fork and you hit it on a table. The tuning fork gives a vibration, right?
Yes.
So now I hold another tuning fork next to it. So the vibration or the frequency travels over to this one. So in this case, we are the tuning fork, which is tapped on the table, because we give a pulse all the time. So there is no battery. So all you need to do is basically put the product on. And I always like to call it, it runs in the background.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, that's a great way of saying that. It runs in the background.
Yeah, you don't have to change your lifestyle. You don't have to change your lifestyle whatsoever. You know, it runs in the background.
My last question, what's the difference on your website? You also have the wellness bracelet. How's that different than the sleep bracelet?
Okay, so the sleep bracelet is for sleep. The wellness bracelet is exactly like the watch. The wellness bracelet has the same frequency ranges as the watches have. So for people who don't like to wear watches, or for people who like to wear their own watch, you know, they can wear the wellness bracelet instead. That's why we created the wellness bracelet. It's like basically a replacement for a watch for people who don't like the watch. And then we have the third category, which is the sport bracelet. And the sport bracelet is for focus, for energy, for alertness. And we have athletes, you know, Olympic athletes using the product and swearing by it.
Okay, I'm a self-diagnosed ADD. If I put on the sport bracelet, does it make me...
You're going to go flying.
No, you know, my children already say I'm crazy, so I don't want to fly any farther, right?
No, when you put on the sport bracelet, it could have two effects. It could have the effect that you have even more energy, or all of a sudden you become more laser focused. So for example, I wear the sport bracelet also, not only when I do sports, but also when I go to meetings where I have to really be focused in meetings, then I wear the sport bracelet, you know?
Okay, I'm going to be ordering one today.
Will. By the way, look at this. This is our newest product. You're going to have it shown on the website on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. On Monday, the retail price, listen to this, official retail is $395. Comes with an extra strap.
Wow.
But we're offering it as a pre-sale for 30 days starting Monday for $295.
What item is that?
Look at this. It's called the Limitless.
Oh, I love it. Wait, it's a watch?
It's a watch. It's a watch, but a very, very cool and smooth watch. Now, important about it is the strap is made of plastic. It's all made of recycled plastic material.
Oh, I love the story.
Recycled bottles from the ocean, okay? That's the strap it's made of. And when you have it on your wrist, it's absolutely comfortable and cool. And you can see here the little dot that is electroplated on the glass, which is our logo.
It's beautiful. All right, people, you can find them at philipstein.com. That's Philip with one L, correct, Will?
One L and one P, yeah.
Yes, one L, one P. I see it. Well, Will, I'm so glad we could spend time together. I could go on for another hour. I have more questions, but we might have to save it for podcast part two.
Exactly. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you. I'm happy that you're healthy and safe. That's the most important in today's world, Alan. And you look tanned, so you're out in the sun. You're social distancing in the sun.
Well, I tell you, neither Kathy and I are sun layers. It's natural from being outside here, but you got sun care, sun care, sun care. I can't say enough about the hot, high desert in Arizona. So,
yeah.
Will, it's wonderful. philipstein.com. Can't wait to do it again with you.
Thank you so much, Alan.
And people, as I always say, please remember, be kind to one another. Talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
Hey friends, thanks for joining us again on the Flock and Gather podcast. Special thanks for a really cool episode with Will Stein from philipstein.com. Seriously guys, go check out their stuff. It's really great. Find them at philipstein.com, philipstein.com. Happy to have you guys next time. Thanks. Take care.